Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anxious Choosing Faith in a World of Worry by Amy Simpson is a Christian nonfiction book that addresses worry, anxiety, and faith from a biblical and pastoral perspective. Published by IVP Books, it belongs to the genre of practical theology and spiritual formation, with strong relevance for mental health discussions in churches. Simpson writes as an author familiar with both Christian ministry and mental health concerns. And the book is designed for readers who feel burdened by persistent worry, as well as for leaders who counsel anxious people. Its central purpose is not to offer a quick technique for emotional control, but to examine what worry reveals about trust, worship, and the reader's view of God. The book argues that a life organized around worry conflicts with faith, while also making room for compassion toward medical, psychological, and biological dimensions of anxiety. Its approach combines biblical reflection, theological critique, and practical pastoral sensitivity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, worry is treated as a spiritual allegiance problem, not merely an emotional habit. A distinctive feature of anxious is its refusal to reduce worry to a harmless personality trait or an unavoidable side effect of modern life. Simpson presents worry as a practice that can become spiritually formative in the wrong direction. Because it trains a person to live as if possible threats have greater authority than the character and promises of God. This does not mean every anxious feeling is morally culpable. Rather, the book focuses on sustained worry as a chosen pattern of attention, dependence, and imagination. By describing worry as having idolatrous underpinnings, Simpson places it in the realm of worship and trust. The anxious person is not simply thinking too much. He or she may be granting ultimate power to imagined outcomes, personal control, or worst-case scenarios. This framing gives the book more theological weight than many self-help treatments of anxiety. It asks readers to examine what their worry assumes about reality, security, and divine care. Secondly, the book distinguishes fear, worry, and clinical anxiety with pastoral care. Simpson makes an important distinction between fear and worry. Fear can be a natural response to danger, vulnerability, or uncertainty, and it is not automatically sinful. Worry, in the book's framework, is the repeated indulgence of fear, the act of feeding it and organizing life around it. This distinction helps prevent a simplistic condemnation of all anxious experience. The book also recognizes that anxiety may involve biological, irrational, or clinical factors that cannot be solved by moral pressure alone. That nuance is significant in Christian contexts where mental health struggles are sometimes treated as failures of prayer or faith. Simpson does not remove spiritual responsibility from the discussion, but she avoids collapsing medical anxiety into sin. This balance makes the book useful for readers who need both conviction and compassion. It also gives pastors and caregivers language for addressing worry without shaming people who live with anxiety disorders, trauma responses, or other mental health conditions. Thirdly, faith is grounded in who God is rather than in stronger personal willpower. Anxious critiques the assumption that worry people can overcome anxiety simply by trying harder to be calm. Simpson redirects the focus from personal willpower to the character of God as revealed in Scripture. The logic is that Christian peace is not self-generated emotional management. It grows from a clearer vision of divine faithfulness, sovereignty, goodness, and presence. This emphasis matters because willpower-based approaches often fail when circumstances become more threatening or when the anxious mind cannot stop rehearsing risks. Simpson instead frames faith as trust that is anchored outside the self. Readers are invited to reconsider whether their security depends on managing every outcome or on the reliability of God. This does not make the book passive or fatalistic. It encourages a reorientation of attention and allegiance, so that practical decisions are made from trust rather than from panic. The result is a theology of anxiety that is both doctrinal and personally applicable. Fourthly, modern worry is challenged by a kingdom perspective on reality. The book situates worry within a world that constantly supplies reasons for fear, including public crises, family pressures, financial uncertainty, work demands, and personal vulnerability. Simpson does not deny that these concerns are real. Instead, she argues that Christian faith requires a different interpretation of reality than the one anxiety offers. A kingdom perspective means seeing the present and future in light of God's authority rather than allowing daily threats to define what is most true. This theme gives the book a countercultural edge. Modern life often rewards vigilance, constant news consumption, contingency planning, and self-protection. Simpson asks whether those habits can become spiritually deforming when they make worry seem responsible and trust seem naive. The book therefore challenges readers not only at the level of private emotion, but also at the level of worldview. It suggests that peace comes from learning to inhabit a different story about control, provision, suffering, and hope. Lastly, The book serves as a practical resource for churches addressing anxiety. Anxious has been noted as useful not only for individual readers but also for pastors, ministry leaders, counselors, and small groups. Its value in church settings comes from the way it combines biblical seriousness with mental health awareness. Simpson addresses a common pastoral problem. Christians often know that Scripture tells them not to worry. Yet they may feel trapped by anxiety and ashamed of their inability to obey. The book gives leaders a more careful framework than quick reassurances or commands to pray more. It can support teaching on trust, idolatry, discipleship, and emotional suffering, while also encouraging humility about medical and psychological realities. This makes it a bridge text between spiritual formation and pastoral care. It does not function as a clinical manual, but it can help Christian communities develop better language for worry and anxiety. Its practical importance lies in helping churches speak truthfully without becoming dismissive, reductionistic, or harsh. In conclusion, Anxious is best suited for Christians who struggle with persistent worry, readers who want a biblically grounded understanding of anxiety, and church leaders who need more careful language for pastoral care. It will also be useful for small groups or ministry teams discussing the intersection of faith, fear, and mental health. The practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers identify worry as more than emotional discomfort. It shows how worry can shape worship, trust, attention, and daily obedience. The intellectual benefit is its distinction between spiritual worry and clinical or biological anxiety, which prevents both shallow self-help and careless moral judgment. Compared with many Christian books on anxiety, Simpson stands out by holding together theological conviction and pastoral sensitivity. She does not rely on easy slogans, nor does she treat faith as a technique for instant calm. The book is realistic about human vulnerability, while still insisting that Christian discipleship must confront the power worry can gain over the soul. Its strongest contribution is this balanced framework: worry matters spiritually, but anxious people must be addressed with truth, patience, and compassion. If you would like to support Amy Simpson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.